Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mr. Richardson, date of birth is 8-9-1959. Mr. Richardson is currently in his third benefit period, extending from 10/28/25 to 12/26/25 period. This visit, which was done for the sole purpose of face-to-face, will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. This 66-year-old gentleman lives with his sister. He tries to be independent, but the first thing I noticed when I sat next to him is he has fine wheezes, short of breath, at rest now, and not just with activity, period. He's currently in hospice because of congestive heart failure, also has hypertension, blood pressure, as a matter of fact, was 160 over 100. He states that he hasn't taken his medication, he didn't sleep last night, and he feels anxious, period. In paragraph, previous blood pressures have been slightly elevated as well, period. He has a history of atrial fibrillation with cardiomyopathy, period. His PPS was reported at 60%, but now it's most likely 50% in the opinion of this examiner, period. He's single. As I said, he lives with his sister, Sharon, who tells me that, S-H-A-R-O-N, who tells me that she is more short of breath at this time, period. He's sleeping less and has orthopnea and PND, period. I would say he belongs in New York Heart Association Class 3. His short of breath is definitely getting worse. That caused him to be much less active, period. Patient also has a history of diabetes, hypertension, history of CVA. His MAC is at 28 centimeter. He's eating less. He's much weaker with increased shortness of breath with exertion and now at rest with fine wheezes. He has an nebulizer machine, but he doesn't use it on a regular basis. He's eating less, maybe 70% now. And he's able to get to the restroom when his breathing is not so bad, but has occasional incontinence, period. Most likely probably because of his shortness of breath, his CHF, and his BPH. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to be declining both functionally and physically on health. Thank you.